Hi, Nick DiGilio here. All right, Vic, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, and Dan, are you ready?
I am.
Okay, this is what we call, would Esmeralda buy that? Esmeralda, yes. That's right. Hey, did you see the other day that during the showcase showdown, all three contestants got spun a dollar?
That was insane.
Wasn't it nuts? I saw the footage of it, and I just went crazy.
You're so happy for them.
It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. All right, here we go. Let's go with the first item up for bids. The mermaid tail blanket, suggested by our listener, Kathy M. Thank you, Kathy M. The mermaid tail blanket. Make your wife's, girlfriend's, or little girl's mermaid dreams come true. The material is warm yet breathable, making it suitable for all seasons. Made from 70% Orlon, 30% cotton, comes with a casual backpack that holds the blanket and a unique silver color necklace. Note, the back and bottom of the mermaid blanket are open, not closed. It's $19.60, so when you get the little blanket, you can put the little blanket around you, and then you look like a mermaid, and you get the special backpack, too. And again, if you want to see these items in full color, Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Shall we go to Vic first?
I switched on this one, and then I went back to my original one. I think no.
You're going to say no on the mermaid tail blanket.
Just because it's a mixture of this Orlon, which is synthetic. I think she probably wants something more like cotton.
Okay.
100%.
So it's the 30% cotton part that you're stumped on.
Yep.
Okay.
No.
All right. Vic says no. Dan?
We know from past would Esmeralda buy that she enjoys warm things such as the cat hoodie, and she enjoys lounging with a blanket.
By the way, can I mention very quickly, there is a picture online of Kate McKinnon with one of those and her cat in it.
Of course.
And it's one of the greatest pictures. Esmeralda, did you see the picture?
I did.
It's one of the greatest pictures ever. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. But contrary to the claims for this product, it does not strike me as Esmeralda's dream to become a mermaid. So I will vote no.
You're going to vote no as well. The mermaid tail blanket. I'm going to vote no as well because I'm looking at the picture and it just looks stupid. It just looks stupid. And again, I think, Vic, I'm with you. I think the Orlon might be a deal breaker. But I mean, visually, it's just not attractive. So that's three no's. So the question is, Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
Oh, man!
By the way, I think there was already a mermaid-esque thing before.
There was a shark. Like, blanket type thing, yes.
Yeah. Oh, and then you would be a shark?
No, like the you'd be inside the you. Shark. Like the shark was
so
eating
So the shark would be eating your legs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I remember there was something about mermaids or sharks, so...
All right. So
you
would buy that?
Paying more attention.
You would actually buy that?
Yes, how adorable. And then you're sitting on the couch like, hi, I'm a mermaid.
But I just think it looks bad. I think the idea is interesting, but look at that picture.
What?
Doesn't look like a mermaid. It looks like a
blanket.
It looks like a twisted up blanket. There's no illusion that it's a mermaid.
What are you talking about, the fin at the bottom?
It doesn't look like a mermaid.
Whatever.
Well, that's zero across the board on that one. We got a break here, right? Wow. Wow, 3D sad trombone. You just freaked me out, man. All right, news is next, and then we'll find out if Esmeralda would buy that. Here's what I'll do. Oh, I just got to take care. Yeah. All right. Triple Play Thursday continues. Dave with requested Joe Bonamassa. That's Beth Hart on vocals. I'll take care of you. Little blues for a Thursday morning. Yeah. Yeah, man. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich with the opening bell coming up just shortly at 5, and then Steve Cochran at 6, right here on 720 WGN. Okay, we are in the middle of playing Would Esmeralda Buy That? Where we guess as to whether Esmeralda would buy certain gadgety, sort of as seen on TV items. Esmeralda, are you ready to continue?
I am.
Vic and Dan, are we ready?
We are good.
Here's your next item. Von Chef Magical Defrosting Tray. This is suggested by our listener, Paul. Von Chef Magical Defrosting Tray. No electricity, no microwave, no problem. Thaw chicken breasts, steak, pork chops, and more within 30 to 60 minutes, depending on thickness. Smaller foods, even faster. The Teflon-coated aluminum tray has a very high thermal conductivity and will transfer heat from room temperature. Features no chemicals, and while preheating the tray is not required, it does help. Per government health regulations, do not leave food out for several hours. Dishwasher safe with a cost of $14.99. Let's start with Vic.
Yes.
You're saying yes. The magical defrosting tray.
This thing's nifty. I think I'm on one. Yes.
All right. Let's go to Dan Shagru.
We know Esmeralda's a cook.
Yes.
And anybody who's cooked has experienced this where you're like, ah, crap, I forgot to bring out the whatever last night. But I think the idea of just having meat on a slab sitting in a kitchen, even if it helps it, you know, do it, you know, thaw faster, I think that's going to be a no.
You're going to say no.
I'm going to go no. Too gross.
Okay. I'm going to say yes. So, Dan, this could be a good move for you. I'm going to say yes. I think this is an item that that Esmeralda would use. Okay, the Von Chef Magical Defrosting Tray, Esmeralda?
Yes. Yeah, I don't think it's gross.
Okay.
I leave things out.
Yeah, I mean, I know. This is the woman who would eat a deer if it was hit by a car.
No, if it looked good.
Yeah.
Prepared.
Okay.
All right. Also, I don't have a microwave.
Well, you're also the one that, like, yeah, I can. I'll eat those eggs. I bought them in 1970s. I bought them during the Watergate hearings, but they're still.
They're
okay.
Probably fine.
They're probably fine. I remember I was watching the Watergate hearings when I bought those eggs, but they're fine. All right, so it's Vic and Nick, one each. Dan with a zilch.
Okay. I don't know what's going on, Dan.
I don't know either.
Way off.
You sounded very distraught.
The tray I can accept. It's the blanket that's disturbing me. I thought that was a gimme.
Yeah, the blanket is the. I think we're all a little shocked at the blanket. Vic, aren't you shocked at the mermaid blanket?
I was.
I just can't even believe that.
I'm going to get that blanket and then lord it over you guys.
You going to wear it in the traffic room?
You'll see me flapping my legs up and down.
Please tell us the day that happens so we can video get from traffic central into the studio.
When you try to come in here to do the last half hour of the show.
The back is open.
Oh.
That's what it said on the thing.
All right.
So there.
Okay.
4:38.
That's right. Oh, wait, and then we can look up at the screen here at your camera and go, oh my God, is that Daryl Hannah doing traffic this morning?
Yep, that's exactly.
Or now, wait a minute, who's playing him? There's a guy playing him, isn't it? Is it what's his lips? Magic Mike. I think. What's the hell is his name?
Channing Tatum. I think he's a merman.
Yeah, yeah. They're remaking Splash and they're reversing the sex, and he's going to be a merman, like Ethel.
So. I'm going to get to hang out with Channing Tatum.
All right. Are we ready? Now, here we go. The Shiny Hiney. I like the name already. I got to say that. It's suggested by Kathy in Antioch. How many of these? We're getting suggestions from everybody, man. This has become a thing now. I love it. The Shiny Hiney. It's the world's first intimate area cleansing system. By the way, I read these cold. I want you to know this. I don't look at them beforehand. Featuring a fresh, modern design, it's an at-home personal hygiene brush created to clean and condition buttocks worldwide. Comes with four different bristles and seven great colors to choose from. In addition, you can purchase the Shiny Hiney Lightning Cream, the Shiny Hiney Scented Cleaning Creams, available in passion fruit, citrus, ginger, and lemon verbena. The cost of the cleaning kit is $19.95. The creams between $12.99 and $19.99. The Shiny Heine. Vic?
Well, he thought the defrosting tray was gross. The shiny Heine is a no.
You're going to say no on the shiny Heine.
No. Okay. It's reusable. Tips?
I think you just...
No.
I think they're disposable. No,
you can buy replacement ones.
You buy replacement because you get All right. By the way, the picture is just fantastic of this. If you got to go to Facebook.com to see the picture of the shiny Heine, which is created to clean and condition buttocks worldwide. Okay, Dan.
Normally I explain my decisions, but I'm not going to now. So I'm just going to go with no.
You're saying no. I, too, am going to say no. So that's three no's on the shiny Heine. Esmeralda, would you buy the shiny Heine?
No.
No. Right.
By the way, as it says, it cleans and conditions buttocks.
Yeah.
I don't think you're cleaning the cheeks with this
thing. No, you're clearly not. It's between the buttocks.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
And I was thrown off because earlier we were discussing the mask that she bought that had the whitener
that is for my face to brighten.
Is that what this is?
Yep,
it's to brighten an even skin tone.
Well, this brightens your buttock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Does it rotate? Does the shiny
Heine spins?
Does it spin?
I mean, how else are you going to clean?
It spins. Oh, it's a well. No, I think it's just a brush because it's got a handle. You reach back and just start going.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure it spins.
Does it spin?
I would think.
Well, no. I don't know. Maybe
I'm not looking it up on YouTube here.
I'm looking at this thing. Hell, I might want this.
I guess not.
I think if this thing spins, I'm going to buy it. I haven't had a thrill in a long time. I think I might buy the shiny Heine. I think if this thing spins, I'm in. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Oh, boy.
All right. Hey, am I the only one that thinks in America we should have bidets?
No. I think that's
No, I think that's
fine.
A movement we can all get behind.
See, that's a movement we can all get behind. Vic, are you pro-bidet? Would you want bidets in this country?
I'm like Esmeralda. I'm good. I'm good.
Well,
No. Esmeralda's pro. She's pro bidet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's anti shiny Heine.
Now this weird brush you just stick in there. I saw something. I was reading a thing that was pro bidet, and they essentially their argument was think about a plate. A dirty plate with food on it.
I'm totally...
Would you just clean that plate off with a napkin dry?
I am
dry
so pro...
And then eat off of it?
I'm with you 100%. We should have bidets in this country. You ever get the wet, like the Cottonelle wet...
like wet naps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man. First of all, I would like to, again, thank Kathy and Antioch for giving us such amazing content for the past few minutes.
You need to get that lady from the commercial, the Cottonelle commercial, that British lady.
Oh yeah, let's examine your bum.
Yeah, and she'd ask you to take off your underwear or whatever.
Hey, by the way, have you ever seen the SNL sketch where they are looking at a hotel room where they're staying at a hotel? It's Zach Galifianakis and I think it's Kristen Wiig.
Okay.
And they're in like a country and they're being shown the hotel and they get to the mm-hmm. bathroom and they talk about the bidet.
Uh-huh.
And it's just Zach Galifianakis. Will the bidet take 300 pounds of force? And it goes on and on. It's like a 5-minute sketch about the bidet.
Wow. I have not seen that.
It's hysterical. It's if you're looking it up, if you're going to Google it, it's SNL, Zach Galifianakis, bidet. You will not be disappointed. It's absolutely hysterical. Mm. So where can you get this shiny Heine?
It's available online.
Is it? At shinyheine.com. At shinyheine.com.
We should suggest that it should spin.
Well, if it spins, I'm buying it. I told you that already.
Shiny dash Heine.
Oh. Because what, shiny, regular Heine
well,
was
me,
taken?
Let me make sure of that, because that could lead
no,
you
no,
down
No, no, I know. Yeah,
sorts.
You don't. It's dangerous. Google is that. That's, there you go. All right. Well, we'll break here.
There's nothing better than.
All right, I found the right one.
Is that
my shiny Heine?
.com.
By the way, that was a very exuberant voiceover.
Oh, she's well, of course. She's got a spinning brush in her butt. Of course, she was exuberant.
Oh my gosh! I just watched the video.
Wait a minute. Wait. So, Mary, you actually watched the video for My Shiny Heine?
Well, it was on Amazon.com.
Are you, looking... I'm sorry, are you interested in the product?
Well, we have a bidet in our house.
Oh, God bless Ooh. You. When
yes,
can I stay
you.
Over?
Well, we have one. It's my husband loves his bidet. I really don't use the bidet. All right, I got to go.
So he loves water beds. And bidets.
No, not water beds. We got rid of our water bed years ago.
Well, after you broke your water on the water bed,
well,
that's
right.
when you got rid of it.
Yeah, that was bad. Bad
Did you enjoy the video? Did it make you want to buy the product, Mare?
No. I mean, you can suction cup it in your shower. You can put the shiny Heine, and it comes with a suction cup.
No, but that's for the wall of the shower. Okay,
yes.
I just want to make sure we know where the suction cup goes.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
and it does not spin.
Don't want to. It doesn't spin.
No,
I'm not. I don't care.
Yeah, it comes in pink though.
I can. Well, hell, if it comes in pink, I'm coming to your house to use your bidet.
Oh, fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
It's awesome.
I know. I want one in my apartment. I'm going to call my landlord when I get home.
You can
say,
don't
fix the buzzer. Put a bidet in my bathroom.
You can add an attachment to your toilet.
Really?
Yeah, I have friends.
That's what it is, really.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that what? Oh, I thought you had like you were all fancy schmancy and had like a.
No, I think it's an attachment.
Yeah. Okay,
well,
then
but
help.
It has the thing on the side, you know, the buttons and all that.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
high, medium, low, whatever.
Does it have a suction cup, Mare?
No, not that I checked. I really don't use it.
Well, I'll have to talk to your husband about that. We can have a powwow.
And it's in the Cubs bathroom.
There you go. All right. Yeah. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Wrapping up the show with Wood Esmeralda Buy That. Let me give you up to date here. We all have shiny Heinies, and Vic has two correct. Dan has one correct, and I have two correct. We ready to proceed. The Polygon, the 4-in-1 origami measuring spoons. An origami-like measuring spoon that lays flat and folds to four different sizes to fit your cooking and baking needs. Pre-marked areas on both spoon sizes let you know where to pick up the polygon from. The teaspoon polygon has a 1/4, 1/2, 3/4, and 1 teaspoon markings. The tablespoon has a 1/2, 1, 1.5, and 2 tablespoon folds. Can also be used to spread. Simply pour the ingredient and then flatten and apply to the dish. No waste. Wipe off excess back onto the original container. Easy storage, minimal footprint, simply fold and put away. Save space by eliminating the need for multiple spoons. Cost $12 for 2 polygons. Vic, what do you think of this one?
This makes no sense. No. No.
It makes no sense?
What's wrong with the spoon? It just does not make sense.
All right.
Maybe if you were a math professor, you might want something like this.
Okay. But, yeah. All right. Dan.
Esmeralda has a small kitchen, and we know she likes origami based upon the pickup lines conversation
that
we had earlier,
this week. That's right.
So I will vote yes.
I, too, am going to vote yes on this because it saves a lot of space, and it makes your measurements exact.
How much space does a spoon take?
No, a bunch of spoons. This takes the space of a bunch of spoons.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm saying yes. Vic is saying no. Dan is saying yes. Esmeralda?
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, like I have one that has a little, like a little thing that moves up and down on the spoon.
Yeah, I got one of those too.
That's nice. But if you have something like peanut butter or things that are really sticky, it mm-hmm. won't. This would be nice because then you can just grab a knife and wipe it off.
Wipe it right off. That's right. All right, Vic.
And maybe I like to feel smart and math-like with my polygon measuring
and all mathy. I like to feel mathy. All right. All right, here we go. Paint Tuit Pro, anti-gravity paint tray palette. No more spills, the first anti-gravity paint tray that can be held at an angle without dripping. Cut paint time in half. Palette tray holds up to 12 ounces of paint to quickly load a brush or a roller. It saves you money, dramatically reduces paint wastage. Professional liner is reusable for months. Holds multiple colors. Paint holder can contain up to 6 colors without bleeding into each other. It's easy to use. Quickly switch paint mixing trays with adjustable strap, making it height safe. $19.99. The Paint Tuit Pro. Vic?
No.
All right. Vic is saying no. I think Vic is saying no to most of the items based on his opinion of these items. I think. Okay, Dan?
I don't think Esmeralda likes the paint, which is the exact reason why she would buy the anti-gravity paint to pro. So I will say yes.
Okay, you're saying yes. I'm going to say no. So, Dan, this could be a good move for you. I'm going to say no because I don't think she does enough painting to justify this to purchase. So the Paint Tuit Pro, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Because when I do want to paint, the wow. one time,
wow,
I need this thing.
We are, well, Dan and I are tied. Vic has 2.
And then you get to hold it.
Yeah, so we said no. Dan said yes.
Yep.
3 Dan, 3 Nick, 2 Vic.
Yeah, I like it. You get to hold it, and then you can pretend you're an artiste.
With your damn fin. Blanket.
Yep, I'll be wearing my mermaid blanket.
You could be an artiste fin blanket with your meat defrosting on the tray.
Making myself a steak.
That's right.
It's got to defrost while I paint.
This will be the last one. The Hydra Smart Bottle. It's the world's only Bluetooth-enabled phone-charging, music-playing, light-up water bottle. Stay hydrated with the large 20-ounce water bottle. Features premium 5-watt Bluetooth speaker that combined with a smartphone app allows you to use the water bottle as a speakerphone. Speaker and app also allows you to play music from the bottle. Lights up in several colors, including red and white, perfect for bike riding at night and emergencies. Features an ultra-safe polymer power bank with a USB port so that you can charge your phone, available in 4 colors, red, black, gray, and blue, with a cost of $59.99. All right, Vic.
This is a tough one. I want to go after you and Dan.
Okay, Dan?
This is the toughest one.
I agree.
But a little too much. I will say no.
Okay.
It's a little too much.
I am going to say no as well. Okay? And Vic?
Yes.
You're saying yes, so this could tie it up. It could be a 3-way tie this week.
Right.
All right, and what do you say, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
It's all got right. a speaker on it, and then when I ride my bike, I can listen to my tunes.
Okay.
And it's got the... Oh, I like the carabiner with the bottle opener.
All right. I should have said yes to that one, clearly.
How
well,
did you not... And it, then it's got a recharging dock on it.
All right. All right. I got it. We have to say hello to Steve Grzanich. By the way, that ended in a 3-way tie for the first time. Vic? 3-way tie. How about that?
Just like Price is Right.
Just like Price is Right. Oh, look at that.
And we've come full circle.
This is a professional radio show.